From legendary locals we all know to people you should get to know. Follow Ipswich Today on your favourite app and never miss an episode. Or go to ipswichtoday.com.au. Coming up, May is Small Business Month. A fish highway coming to 6 Mile Creek. Flexi spaces target disengaged students. And a UniSQ study reveals the impact of bad parenting on kids' mental health. It's Thursday, May 9, 2024, and I'm Alan Roebuck. Welcome to Ipswich Today, which acknowledges the traditional custodians of the land on which it is produced and pays respects to elders past, present and emerging. This podcast is supported by Kinetics, people-powered web hosting trusted by Australian businesses since 1999. In this episode, a quick wrap of local happenings. May is Small Business Month in Queensland, and with around 10,000 businesses registered in Ipswich, Ipswich City Council declared itself small business friendly in 2020. Of the 10,000 businesses in Ipswich, about 6,000 are sole operators, and many more classified as small businesses with fewer than 20 staff. Mayor Theresa Harding issued a statement which revealed Council spent more than $109 million with local businesses. Meanwhile, a pilot program designed to improve street appeal and create a sense of place by adding greenery outside shopfronts has launched as part of Council's ongoing Ipswich Central revitalisation efforts. The Frame the Front Door initiative is the newest placemaking project in the city centre, which aims to deliver environmental, social and economic benefits. Business owners in Ipswich Central can apply to have up to 2 potted plants located outside their store to help create that inviting entrance for shoppers and diners. This is Council's latest effort to build on the success of previous programs like the Green Walkable Streets Artwork Project, which saw 11 new pieces of artwork wrapped on Energex boxes in Ipswich Central to encourage people to step away from their cars and explore the city on foot. If you own a business in Ipswich, applications are now open for businesses to apply and close on Monday, May 13. Just go to Council's website for more info. A quiet revolution is happening out of sight in waterways around Ipswich, including 6 Mile Creek. Large ridge rocks, medium cascade rocks, and smaller pebbles are being placed carefully under the watchful eye of an aquatic ecologist as work gets started on a 20-metre rock ramp fishway at Redbank. The fishway on a section of 6 Mile Creek will give fish their own special highway to move over and around a weir. The end result will be a rock ramp rather than a concrete structure, which will act like a natural stream environment, providing aquatic wildlife, including fish, turtles and platypus, a relatively natural passage with pools, runs and rapids. Building of the fishway will continue throughout May, and once it's finished, Council said the area will be revegetated with native plants. This new fishway in 6 Mile Creek is not the first. There are others in the Bremer River and Woogaroo Creek. Have you ever heard of flexi spaces in schools? They're a place in a school where students who are facing challenges in a normal schooling environment can continue to be supported to stay engaged at school, while still being able to meet with their friends and to eventually get them back into mainstream class. The state government announced earlier this month that 34 schools statewide have accepted the first round of funding. In Ipswich, Redbank Plain State High, Kruger State School and Brassall State School will take on flexi spaces. According to a statement from the member for Bundamba, Lance McCallum, disengagement from school at age 7 is the greatest predictor of youth offending later in life. Not all students who are disengaged from school are in the youth justice system, but every child in the youth justice system is disengaged from school. A University of Southern Queensland study has revealed the true impact of bad parenting on Australian children. Poor parenting styles, including unsupportive, inconsistent, and angry approaches to parenting, contribute to almost 52% of socioeconomic inequalities in the mental health status among Australian children. Using comprehensive data from the Longitudinal Survey of Australian Children, it found poor parenting to be the most single important factor leading children and adolescents to develop mental health difficulties. The research highlighted that low socioeconomic status contributed to mental health disparities and confirmed the detrimental effects of conflict-ridden parental relationships on the emotional and behavioural development of children. For more information on this important study, check the show notes for the link. A reminder, it's showtime. The Marburg Show is on May 11 at the Marburg Showgrounds, Ipswich Show May 17 to 19, and Rosewood Show June 28 and 29. And the annual Red Shield Appeal launch in Ipswich is Thursday, June 6 at the Ipswich Turf Club from 6:30 a.m. To RSVP, look for the email address in the show notes. The Sounds of Ipswich in the last episode was recorded on a Wednesday morning in Brisbane Street, top of town. This time it's outdoors again and a little windy. Listen for the answer in the next episode, and a reminder to look for links in the show notes. Ipswich Today is supported by Kinetics, people-powered web hosting trusted by Australian businesses since 1999. This podcast is listener-supported. Please make a once-only gift or regular donation to help keep it online. Just go to ipswichtoday.com.au. Follow and stream this podcast from your favourite app, including iHeartRadio, or play Ipswich Today on smart speakers. Music is supplied by Purple Planet Music. This is Alan Roebuck. Thank you for listening. Enjoying Ipswich Today? Please share the love on your socials.